tramadol. Stop boiling over. Stop burning.
Oh, my love, you're back. Just ignore the burning smell coming from the kitchen. Everything is under control. Everything's fine. I think the oven is on fire, but it should be okay. Oh, thank you. I think that quenched the flames. The potatoes have stopped boiling over, and I think they're still edible. How badly is the bread burnt? Oh no. Do you think we can salvage it? When it's cooled down, we'll cut off the burnt ends. Okay. Oh shit. And the pudding is lumpy too. Oh, this is a disaster. Oh, I'm so sorry, my dear Hunter. I was hoping to surprise you with something warm to come home to after you've been out all day, but all I've done is make a mess of things. Oh, yes, very funny. Yes, I haven't needed to cook in hundreds of years, but I used to enjoy it when I was human. I'm sorry, my love. Let me clean this up. Why do your hugs always solve every problem? Fine, we'll clean this up later when it's cooled down. Besides, you've been out all day. Let's relax a little, and we'll sort dinner out later. There is one pot on the stove that's unscathed. It's the mulled wine I was making. I kept it on a low heat, so that didn't boil over, thankfully. It does smell good, doesn't it? When we went to that lovely village a few days ago to resupply before the blizzard, remember when I slipped away for a few minutes? It was to get oranges and spices to surprise you. Take a sip and let me know if it's still okay. It's good? Oh, thank the gods for that. There's at least one treat ready for us to enjoy. How about we take some out onto the porch and watch the snow? Great. Let me get the mugs. Oh, how did the hunt go? Did you catch anything especially tasty? There's a boar on the porch outside. Ooh, would you mind if we mixed some of the blood into my mug of wine? It'll make it all the more delicious for me. Oh, thank you. Let's go. My, it's a magnificent beast you've caught. You'll be fed all winter. Maybe after the kitchen is less of a battlefield, you can show me how to make a stew or goulash? Then perhaps my next culinary adventure will be less of a disaster. I'll kneel down and put my mug under its leg. Cut the tendon and the blood will flow down its limb and into my cup. The wine already tastes delicious, but that blood, ooh, delectable. Thank you, my love. Come cuddle up beside me on the porch stairs. Cheers. Delicious. I know we've been together for a few years now, but I just wanted to say, I'm really glad you decided not to stake me through the heart when I came here to find you. I know our relationship has been strange at times, but I'm really happy to be here beside you. Oh, look! I think we can see Umbramorn from here, through the cloud break further down the mountain. The city of candles and cats is especially bright during the winter solstice. You visited a few weeks ago, didn't you? How are Shiloh and Scarlet? Are they doing well? That doesn't surprise me. With them as rulers, they finally opened up the city's boundaries and Velsvania has been better for it. On clear nights, I've seen the streets full of travelers and traders from distant lands, coming to Umbramorn to seek the counsel of the werewolves and witches, or great heroes in glinting armor seeking the ley lines to connect with their gods. I know I did horrific damage to those sacred grounds when I conquered Umbramorn, and for years, even when I was happy reaping their power for myself, I wondered if the lands would ever heal. But it makes me happy that it is healing little by little, like new buds of spring bursting forth after a wildfire. Can I ask you something, my love? Maybe it's the seasonal nostalgia, a time of reflection and all. But I wonder, do you think that Shiloh will ever forgive me for what I did? Manipulating her and those around her to conquer her city? Yes, I suppose you're right. It's not your place to say yes or no. It's up to her if I deserve forgiveness or not. And I suppose it's not just her that I need to seek penance from. At the time, I did all that I desired to serve my own selfish interests, even if I tried to justify my actions as the lesser of two evils when compared to the horrors the Vampire King would unleash upon the world. Countless mortals suffered during my conquest, and in the following years of my reign, including even your own family. Even with eternity ahead of me, I still don't think it'll be enough time to make amends. Do I want to visit Umbramorn again? Sometimes I'll shift into my bat form and fly overhead, basking in the glow of the city's flickering lights, watching the city heal little by little. But I'm quick to leave as soon as I spot one of the coven's raven scouts. The last thing I want is for outsiders to find our cabin and drive a stake through my heart. Besides, even though our home is wildly different to the Castle of Blue Roses, I'm happier here than I ever was when I was a countess. There are many things I still need to learn, cooking for one of them, but I'm grateful for the second chance you gave me. I'm thankful for you, my love, for your kind heart, strong will, gentle hands, and seemingly unending patience. So cheers, my love, to the winter solstice, to new beginnings, and to the wonderful life ahead of us.